This is a final subdivision plan for a standard subdivision to divide 9.1 acres plus or minus into two single-family lots off of a 50-foot access easement. The property is located on the north side of Agewell Road, approximately 205 feet northeast of Vines Creek Road, Route 26. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of October 17, 2019. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 11, and Parcel 148. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the final subdivision plan for case 2019-17, lands of David S. and Margaret O. Aleko.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for subdivision 2019-17, lands of David S. and Margaret O. Aleko. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carrie, our next item is Captain's Way, change of zone number 1721, revised site plan.
This is a revised site plan for Captain's Way to revise the location of certain lots, lots 61 through 88, 188 through 205, and 269 through 286, to allow for a 50-foot strip of open space between lots. In order to achieve this breakwater reach, Botswain Avenue and Harpoon Drive also must be shifted. There's no change in the number of lots or the percentage of open space, which will remain at 51%. Change of zone 1721 was approved on March 13, 2013 by the Sussex County Council. Tax parcels are 235-13.00-2.00, parcel 2.06, parcel 2.07, and parcel 2.08. Zoning is GRRPC, General Residential, Residential Plan Community, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Captain's Way, CZ 1721, I move for approval of the revised site plan with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Can't actually do that. It is an RPC, so it has to come back to the commission.
Just
approve the revised site plan.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised site plan for Captain's Way, change of zone number 1721. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carrie, our next item is site plan 19-29, ML Joseph Sandy Gravel Borrow Pit, conditional use number 2155, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a borrow pit with truck scale and landscaping to be located off of Seashore Highway. The total excavated surface area is equal to 111.55 acres, and the intention is to leave the excavated area as a pond when the borrow pit has been exhausted. Conditional use 2155 was approved on February 19, 2019 by the Sussex County Council. The tax parcel is District 231, Map 6, and Parcel 21, and the zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
So, does this come back to us?
That can be approved as final, can it?
Correct.
You've got all your approvals, yeah. Right? I'm just going to approve the preliminary and the final.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to S 1929, ML Joseph Sand and Gravel Borrow Pit, CU 2155, I move for a preliminary and final site plan approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve site plan 1929, ML Joseph Sand and Gravel Borrow Pit, condition use 2155, as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carrie, our next item is Angola Beach and Estates Buttercup Street Extension preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the relocation of 21 lots within the Angola Beach and Estates Manufactured Home Park to Buttercup Street Extension. There has not been any addition to the number of lots within the Manufactured Home Park. Lots have been relocated from Waterview Court, Marlin Court, Lighthouse Court, and Ships Court, as the lots were reconfigured to accommodate double-wide homes. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 18, Parcel 1. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in reference to Angola Beach and Estates Buttercup Street Extension, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
It's moved and seconded to approve Angola Beach and Estates Buttercup Street Extension as a preliminary with final approval will be by the staff subject to receipt of all the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right. That completes our agenda. Referring back to our public hearings this evening, our first public hearing was subdivision 2019-16, Estates at Milton Crossing. William P. Sam, you seen around here.
Anybody have any questions or comments or anything on that?
No, I didn't.
I would make a motion to defer just for further consideration.
I second it.
Move second to defer action on subdivision 2019-16, Estates at Milton Crossing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item was a change or conditional use number 2196, Wine Works LLC.
I'm prepared to make a motion unless there's any further discussion anybody has.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of conditional use number 2196 for Wineworks LLC to amend the conditions imposed on conditional use number 2127 and ordinance number 2600 based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, as part of conditional use number 2127, the Commission recommended six conditions of approval that were all reasonable given the proposed use and because no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Two, County Council substantially revised these recommended conditions as part of ordinance number 2600. Three, the conditions included an ordinance number 2600 in ordinance number 2600 appeared different to enforce the
difficult to enforce
the department. I'm so sorry.
No, it's my bad writing.
Oh my goodness. Four, where the conditions imposed by the ordinance number 2600 appear to have been drafted to protect the neighboring property owners, all of the property owners have signed a petition supporting conditions nearly identical to the Planning and Zoning Commission's original recommendation conditions and not the more restrictive conditions imposed by the council. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to this request. Six, for all of these reasons, I recommend that the conditions of approval for conditional use number 2196 and conditional use number 2127 revoke back to what the Commission originally recommended in its decision of May 24th, 2018 for this site as part of conditional use number 2127.
Second.
Sorry. No, it's been moved and seconded to that was essentially a motion to approve
what was originally
approved the requested amendment
in all my
right.
translation.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. Moved seconded to approve the condition use 2196 in accordance with the condition stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, our next item was the change of zone number 1897, Preston Dyer.
Unless anyone has any questions, I'm going to move we defer for further consideration for 1897 Preston Dyer.
Okay. I second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1897 Preston Dyer. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next hearing, public hearing, is conditional use number 2197 Fenwick Commons LLC.
I have an odd request on this one. Would one of the other commissioners be willing to take on these two?
Because we were looking at that. For some reason, it has your initials by it, and I'm not sure if that wasn't because Bruce wasn't here at the time or whoever when the first time it came through.
Yeah, right. It would be yours anyway.
It's in Mr. Riley's.
Yeah, I'd be willing to take them.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Last time I was the one who voted against it, so.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion we defer for further consideration.
All right, move the second to defer action on conditional use number 2197, Fenwick Commons LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1896, Fenwick Commons LLC.
Who seconded that?
Who seconded the original motion?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we got a second.
I thought I did.
I thought I heard Keller say a second.
Okay. Mr. Chair, make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Thank you. Couldn't hear
from you. Okay. We move the second to defer action on change of zone number 1896, Fenwick Commons LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone else have anything for the good of the order?
I have one item.
Okay.
I would like everybody to know that tonight is Sam's last meeting. She is leaving the county.
What?
I know. We're all.
That was my reaction.
That's everybody's reaction. So we just want to take this opportunity to thank her for her wonderful assistance and hard work for the last couple of years that she's been with us.
Thank you,
Sam. We wish you well.
Hey, please let the minutes reflect that the commission deeply regrets her departure. Wishes her all the best in her next adventure.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Anything else? With that, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.